Good afternoon, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, this is Dave Frangitis.
Hi, Dave. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. I have a quick question for you.
Sure.
I'm in the village of Red Hook, and I see Cablecom laying fiber optic cable in front of my house. Is that you?
It's very possible. I do know that we have some locations, some of our trucks are in Red Hook at the moment and doing installs. And also
do you contract with Cablecom?
I believe so, yes, because we do have some contractors, but most of the time you'll see our trucks alongside
That's
with it.
Amazing news. You guys are moving really fast. That's great.
We are, because we're already servicing a lot of Rhinebeck, too.
Yeah, I'm in. How do I trench to my house? What's the procedure?
Absolutely. So I can definitely go ahead and get you signed up. I would need your service address, please, if possible.
Sure. It's 9 Bird Street.
B-I-R-D. Bird as in like, yeah, I was going to say like the bird.
Yep. Like the bird.
And then 12571.
I'm looking at a security camera at the truck, so I'm asking my wife, tell me who it is. Tell me who they're contracting with. I know that's fiber optic cable.
Yeah, so we're not quite there yet.
I figured.
Yeah, what I can do is I can definitely sign you up for a notifications for once we're there. But the other thing is you'll also be receiving our mailers once we're in the area and you're able to pre-order.
All right, so I'm just rushing it here, I guess. But I want to be first.
Absolutely, I can understand that. Yeah,
right,
I mean, even
awesome.
Even I'm excited. I'm over in Stamfordville.
Yeah,
I'm excited because we've got Optimum out this way.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I tell you that my internet bill is $172 for the same 1 gig that we offer for $69.99 with the autopay.
I mean, I'm excited to dump Spectrum because they've not been great. They've been okay, but not great to work
with.
But I work at Bard College, and I was contacted when Arch Top first started up internet. And,
yes, exactly.
They explained to me their residential plans, the salesperson at the time, and I was pretty impressed with that. So I'm really happy to see that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we have, like, the 1 gig, we have the 2 gig, and even the 2 gig is $99.99 regular if you sign up for the auto pay and paperless billing with your checking account. It brings
it's
it down
really,
to $89.99, and it's just like, why not,
amazing.
You know? We have no
Absolutely.
Contracts,
I mean,
all the taxes
Spectrum,
and fees are included. Like, there's no going wrong with that.
That's great.
Even the equipment, we don't charge for the equipment unless you don't return it if you cancel. But, I mean,
that's really great.
The equipment, we don't charge a monthly fee for it either unless it's a Wi-Fi extender. If you go after your first one, then it's $8 per extender per month, which is still really affordable.
Yeah, that is totally fair. What do you do about trenching to individual houses?
So we micro trench. So what it is we dig about like 6 to 8 inches deep, not
mm-hmm.
usually any deeper than that. And that way we get it buried and then we get it hooked into your house. And on the installation date is when we have the tech come into the home to finish up that install. So usually a
okay.
few days prior to your appointment, you'll see us come onto the property. You don't have to be home for that part because we just find the best way to get you connected. If we have
is
to go aerial, we will go.
Pricing?
Yeah. Yeah. It is.
Oh, sorry.
If we have to
wow.
go aerial, we'll go aerial. But for the most part, we primarily focus on micro trenching and burial.
Yeah. Ours is all underground. Our neighborhood, I see them. They're digging right now.
Yeah.
So I assume it's going to remain underground. Do they do the basement penetration as well if necessary?
If necessary, as long as we have the permission to do so, I mean,
okay.
any way that you want us to get the fiber into the home, that is completely up to you.
Okay. Very interesting.
Whatever we have the capability of doing, we'll obviously discuss with you.
Okay. That is great. Final question.
Yeah.
Is it symmetric or do you have different?
It is. No. So
it's
the speed
oh
is symmetric.
Gosh.
Yes.
Amazing.
So it's not 1,000 down and then 35
yeah,
megs
I
up.
Know.
It's 1,000 down, 1,000 up. That
That's,
is the best part about it.
Bard College on a single gigabit connection up until just a few years ago. So, I mean, that's excellent. That's been my biggest limitation with Spectrum is the uplink speed for the stuff
Oh,
that
yes.
I
mean, I'm a photographer on the side, so, like, I'm
oh,
constantly
cool. yeah.
backing up all my photos. And yeah. to tell you how long it takes, sometimes I come back from a shoot with like almost 800 photos. Yeah. Imagine sorting through all those to figure out which ones you're going to edit. It's definitely fun. But
like, I have to bring my stuff to Bard now to use their uplink because mine's so slow.
Yeah.
I have like 15 megabit uplink.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, for example, for me, I have the 1 gig download, which I don't really see. Mm-hmm. When you do a speed test with our network, you'll see typically just over 1,000. It'll be like 1,020, for example.
That's great.
And then you'll have just over as well with the download speed. You might see like 1,050 for the upload speed. So, I mean, mm-hmm. regardless, it's pretty amazing. Of course, depending on the device that you use may also limit your capability for the speeds because not every device can handle those. Yeah.
I'm running 100 megabit network right now.
Okay. So yeah, you might have to upgrade those, but,
not a problem.
I mean, for the most part, if you go for the 2 gig, I mean, it's great for gaming. It's great for any kind of work stuff that you do.
I cannot even imagine needing that much bandwidth. 1 gig is more than enough. But that's great news.
I still surprise myself with how many network devices, like network connected devices I have.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to think about it this way. I have my printer. I've got 3 smart TVs. I have 2 Xboxes, 2 Switches. I have 3 cell phones. I have 3 computers, sorry, because my daughter's school. I have 3 tablets, I think, plus the Blink wireless security system. Google Home Hub. I've got more than like 15 to 20 devices that all connect to the Wi-Fi.
Give me some perspective. I have about 5,000 endpoints here at Bard College connected to a 4 gigabit network with no problem.
Oh, wow.
So just to give you some perspective on that, that's how much we have as our campus pipe coming into campus right now is 4 gigabit.
Oh, wow.
We run the entire campus like that, including all residences, all the business, and we never max it out. That's with every student here streaming to their rooms.
That is insane.
Not to interfere with your, you know, potential sales.
No, that's understandable.
Especially symmetric. That's how, honestly, how you can sell this to people, because people don't understand what that uplink speed really means.
Oh, yeah.
And that is the big limiting factor right now in spectrum.
It really is.
So that's awesome.
It absolutely is. It's the same thing with Optimum. The maximum I've gotten with Optimum was like 36 megabytes per second, personally.
Yep.
So I don't know if they offer higher than that. I don't think they do. But, I mean, for the 1 gig plan, the maximum they offer is the 35 to 36 megabytes. It's really nothing compared to what you use for, like, the download. It takes so long to back up anything.
Yes.
If you're backing up your, like, dash cam videos, forget about it. I mean, that'll take hours.
Yep. That is exactly the problem I run into. Well, anyway, we're both equally excited about this.
Oh, absolutely.
So what do I need to do to get in early on this? Just wait for the flyers when you're actually going to go live?
Yeah, so wait for the flyers, or if you want, I can take down your information. Name, email, obviously I have your street address. And then, of course, the phone number. That way you can get an email notification when our services are available for pre-order.
Let's do it.
So, Dave, what is your last name, please?
It's Brangitis. It's B as in Bravo, mm-hmm. RANGAITIS.
That's a very interesting name. I mean, I've got an interesting first name, too.
mine is Lithuanian in origin.
Oh, okay. See, mine is French in origin. Although I go by CJ, my first name is Clotilde.
That is an unusual name.
Oh, yes. As it turns out, she was the first queen of France.
Cool.
She became a saint around my birthday, so it was interesting.
What an interesting choice.
At least it wasn't Igora. If we're going by saints' days. Well, Saint Igor was the day that I was born on, so it was interesting.
That would have been good.
Yeah, that would not have been very nice. what is your email address, please?
We're going to use archtop@brangitis.net.
Okay. So we're using ARCHTOP at BRANGAITIS.net?
Correct.
Okay. Now, is the Archtop related to the music part of Bard?
That Archtop is all for you. I give each company a unique email address at my
domain. Oh, that's awesome.
So I know who sold my information out.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Yeah. I mean, we take that very seriously.
I'm sure you do.
All right. And then we are looking for residential. And, of course, through Archtop. All right. So I've got you in. So you should be receiving an email. As long as it goes through, you should receive an email to let you know, hey, we're ready for pre-order, so to speak.
That is great news. Hey, one more question. When you do, right now you're across the street from me. You'll micro trench through the blacktop too and re-blacktop?
So I believe so. I'm not sure. I would have to get with construction on that because typically we have, if they're buried underground, then they would have a way to get that over to the other side of the street.
Yeah. There might be conduit for electrical. So
there might be, yes.
Run it.
So that's probably what we will do because we do typically run alongside the electric.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, and your phone number once more, please. I do apologize. Yeah. I never got that.
450-480-4195.
Perfect. All right. Awesome.
You guys are doing a public service here. This is a great thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, fiber has been available for how many years now, and yet we still don't have it in the Hudson Valley? It's kind of, I mean, now we do. But, like, just like, where did all the service go, you know? It's just, I don't know. It just didn't make sense.
I know. Yeah, and we got to get it out to rural areas, too. So that's the other thing that needs to happen. It's a slow expansion, but there is business there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Well, CJ, thank you so much.
Oh, you're so very welcome, Dave. Was there anything else that I could help with today?
That'll be all. I look forward to paying you money.
Oh, well, at least it'll be less, right?
All right. Well, thanks again.
Oh, you're so very welcome. And thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your afternoon and a great week as well.
You too. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.